IAVA and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I thought that the message was pretty clear, that the American people said, enough with the spending, enough with the pork barrel earmarked spending. We have already identified approximately 6,488 earmarks totaling nearly $8.3
billion.
$8.3
billion.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you into another discussion of some of the same old with a new twist, I guess. The situation with the tax cuts, the omnibus spending bill, out of control earmarks. You just heard from Senator John McCain. McCain is calling out his fellow members of Congress and the Senate for loading up the spending bill with thousands and thousands of earmarks. What happened to the pledge? McConnell and these other phonies telling everybody, oh, we're all for getting rid of the earmarks. Are they going to, like, load everybody up now? And then they can say, well, see, new session, we got new people in. Rand Paul is pushing for that. Doesn't have any impact yet. Let's see what happens down the pike. But it's the same old, same old. I'm just sick of it, really. Couple of thousand-page omnibus spending bill funding the government headed for the Senate put lawmakers from both parties on the spot over this practice of earmarking, which they put up the money for projects, pet projects. They said, oh, no, we can't do that. $1.2 trillion being spent. The package unveiled by the Democrats includes thousands and thousands of earmarks and comes to, what, it was just after the election a month or so ago, Republicans adopted a non-binding moratorium on pushing for all these projects. The bill's earmarks cost about $8 billion of your dollars, tax dollars, even though an $850 billion tax cut plan has been passed by the Senate. What's the story with this on the other side? Here's Senator John Thune calling out Senate Democrats for trying to jam through a bill filled with all this junk.
I want to start by saying that there is an old way of doing business and a new way of doing business. And what Senator Reid represents is the old way of doing business. The Democrat leadership in the United States Senate this year, and the House for that matter, failed to pass a budget. The Democrats have failed to pass a single appropriation bill through the United States Senate this year. And now they are trying to jam through, at the end of this year, a 2,000-page, $1.2 trillion package that was written behind closed doors. The American people rejected this way of doing business in Washington, and we reject it as well. The Democrats fail at their responsibility and are now trying to reward themselves with a pork-filled omnibus spending bill. The Democrats certainly don't deserve a reward for their mismanagement, and the American people neither deserve nor want this bill that heaps more debt onto the backs of future generations. The bill is loaded up with pork projects, and it shouldn't get a vote. The bill was crafted behind closed doors, and it hasn't gone through the proper oversight or the proper channels. The bill contains more than $1 billion in funding for the wildly unpopular Obamacare that voters clearly rejected in the November election. The bill contains pork projects for everything from salmon studies to improved grapes. Now, if there's anything wrong with those things, but it shouldn't come at the expense of bankrupting the country. So what we're here today to say is that we believe this is the old way and the wrong way to do business in Washington. We think that the right way and the new way is to fund the government into next year, get us into next year, and we can write a budget and we can go about doing this in the right way, in the fiscally responsible way, and the way that the American people want us to deal with the challenges that face this country, rather than doing the old way of Washington, doing this behind closed doors, doing it at the 11th hour, doing it with 2,000-page bills, and doing it in a way that lacks the transparency that I think the American people want and deserve.
How about the study in the earmarks to look at Canadian geese? That sounds like a pretty worthwhile way to spend your money, right? How many people worked for how long to put that much money into the tax coffers? From MSNBC, Joe Scarborough and his panel speak with author Carl Bernstein about some of the specifics in the bill, the earmarks.
Now, as you just heard, Senator McCain is very upset about those earmarks. His staff pointed to a few examples. Among them, $208,000 for beaver management in North Carolina.
Nobody's going to talk about that.
$235,000 for toxic weed management in Nevada.
Really get a hold of some of that in college.
Yeah.
You need to manage toxic weed.
$413,000 for peanut research in Alabama.
Some things never change.
And $247,000 for virus-free wine grapes in Washington State.
Can we say for one moment that every appropriations bill is loaded with this crap?
Why?
Because the system is terrible. Because, as Dr. Sachs said, we have been bought and sold by special interests, by a rich oligarchy in this country, which has bought our politics at the state legislature level and the Congress of the United States. It's a disgrace. It determines who we are as a country. And until we have some kind of public financing of campaigns, it's not going to end.
Harry Reid defends the bill, saying it's a better option than using a stopgap spending bill that passed the House last week.
Mike Barnicle, so here you have a $1 trillion budget, a boondoggle for many, and then you have a $1 trillion stimulus plan that Republicans signed off with the president, not paid for. We're shooting through $2 trillion very quickly in Washington, D.C.
This is like watching Thelma and Louise drive off the cliff.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, it's depressing. It's unrealistic. And again, off of what Carl was just alluding to, the idea that a Democratic president or any president can say one of the ways to figure this thing out, a 1% tax on everybody who makes over $1 million a year, put it right on the table, vote it up or down, yes or no.
This is not a serious institution. This is not an institution that's dealing with the problems of the country. It hasn't for 35 years, and there are no signs that it's about to. But you've been there. Mm-hmm. And you know, you give the example of the Pentagon spending that the secretaries of defense don't want. This goes back to the Eisenhower years. This has been going on because congressmen respond to the needs of their districts and jobs, not to the national interest.
What's the president's responsibility here?
The president's responsibility is to go to his party and say, we have got to stop this and take the lead on this.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have the most popular tech gifts at great prices this holiday season. This week, save 50% off an HP OfficeJet all-in-one color printer. That's $75 in savings. Office Depot. Our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offer valid through 12/18/10. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Next up on our countdown from Fox, Bill Hemmer speaks with Senator John Cornyn.
We were told yesterday this is a total mess and that, quote, all hell's breaking loose. Is that true?
Well, yes. I think people are just so profoundly shocked that here we are a year after we jammed through Harry Reid and the Democratic majority jammed through a $2.7 trillion health care bill, and we know what's come of that, that they're dropping this 2,000-page, $1.2 trillion omnibus spending bill that no one has had a chance to see until yesterday. And the more we see it, the more the less there is to like about it. And it's just, it, to me, it is completely tone deaf, as John McCain said, after coming off this election when the American people said very clearly that this runaway Washington spending and this unsustainable debt were just unacceptable. And they're sending new people in come January the 5th. To represent them better than the people who are leaving. So it's really shocking.
You yourself have asked for earmarks, too. According to this list, some $16 million for your home state. Can you defend that, Senator?
Well, I believe I can, but I'm not going to because I'm going to vote against this bill. This is just the Republican conference, all Republican senators, voted for a two-year earmark moratorium so we can fix this broken system as we try to come to an agreement on how to control the debt and to embrace some of the recommendations of the Fiscal Commission. So I am for voting this bill down, even though it could arguably help some of my constituents in my state because it's bad for the country.
You favor earmarks is what you're saying.
I do not. I think we need an earmark moratorium, which I voted for 2 years, till we fix this broken system because it's become a symbol.
I got it, but I'm confused. Why is there $16 million in requests from you listed here? Is that not true?
Early on in the year, I did request earmarks that I think are individually defensible. And if we had a debate on the floor, I think I could show how they help our men and women in uniform fight two
All right,
we'll
watch that then. Understood. Senator, thank you for your time.
Here's an argument moderated by Anderson Cooper on CNN between Paul Begala and Eric Erickson.
Paul, Representative Obie has said the omnibus bill doesn't include earmarks. There is, though, plenty of new funding in there for pet projects, especially ones favored by Democrats and the administration. I mean, is he getting just a little too creative with the definition of earmarks?
Yeah, you know, I think any congressionally directed spending is an earmark. Now, I don't think all earmarks are bad at all, as long as they're transparent, disclosed, subject to debate. I think that's what the founding fathers intended. That's why they gave Congress the power of the purse. But look, the problem here is hypocrisy, and the hypocrisy is mostly with my friends in the Republican Party who have campaigned against earmarks. And that, you know, Mitch McConnell, the Republican Senate leader, he's against this bill, but he's put earmarks into the bill. He's a guy who's carried so much pork, he's probably got trichinosis by now. And so it's the hypocrisy, I think, and people get fed up by it.
Well, Eric, what about that? I mean, McConnell is working to beat it, as Paul said, but he does have earmarks in this bill himself, so do a lot of other Republicans.
Oh, absolutely. You know, in fact, I completely agree with Paul on this issue. The Republicans in the Senate in particular, they pounded on their chest that they weren't going to have an earmark ban until Jim DeMint and Senator Coburn from Oklahoma got enough votes with the new guys coming in to force the issue. So then they said, okay, we'll lead on this and we'll ban earmarks from the Republican conference. Wink, wink, nod, nod. We'll go to our Democratic friends and ask them to put it in for us. And that's exactly what's happening. Look at the guys from Mississippi, Senator Wicker and Senator Cochran, both of whom were not fans of the earmarks ban, have loaded up Mississippi with earmarks.
Paul, I mean, I get why Democrats in the House would push for this money now while they still can, that earmarks are, you know, technically a drop in the bucket. But, I mean, what kind of a message does this send about the Democratic Party's fiscal discipline?
Well, the Democratic Party is the party that balanced the budget the last time it was balanced. Republicans haven't balanced a budget in over 60 years. Somebody who's really wigged out about earmarks, I have to say, is an unserious person. All of the $8 billion in earmarks in this bill, if they're eliminated, instead of a deficit of $1,300,000,000, we'll have a deficit of $1,292,000,000. And at that pace, we will pay off the deficit in 163 years. So it's just not, I mean, if the deficit is cancer, and I think it is, then earmarks are a hangnail.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show at 23 and change past the hour. Doug Steffen and you soon discussing this issue. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. We're focused on the omnibus spending bill, which has to be passed before the end of the year along with the tax cut plan in order for there to be Monday, the 1st of January, to pay the bills. John McCain's not happy with all the earmarks. Most of the public thinks that the Congress and Senate are a bunch of lying, no-good son of a bees because they said, wait a minute, we have a non-binding moratorium. We aren't going to push for these projects anymore. But yet there are billions and billions of dollars of earmarks attached to this bill. What's the story? The ban is a joke, apparently. We heard Senator Cornyn complain about the spending bill and earmarks. Let's see. We have, let's actually tune in to radio host David Parkman, who is focused on the Republicans and how they need to check their own spending history before they call out the Democrats.
So we heard a lot of talk during the last election about how the Tea Party and the Congressional Tea Party Caucus and true Republicans are all about reducing earmarks. No more earmarks, right? No more spending, no more earmarks. We heard that from Rand Paul. And we heard it from countless other candidates. It turns out members of the Tea Party caucus in Congress used the 111th Congress to request literally hundreds of earmarks that altogether added more than $1 billion to the federal budget. The 52 members of the caucus, which pledges, of course, to cut spending and reduce the size of government, requested a total of 764 earmarks valued at over $1 billion during fiscal year 2010. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, the same one who was against the census and went into a talking point trance on election day with Chris Matthews. She was giving voice to Americans who were sick of government overspending. That's what she said when she founded the Tea Party, the Congressional Tea Party Caucus. In her defense, she didn't request any earmarks personally that I researched. But this is her caucus, and she decided who would be in, and then she opened up the doors, and people said, that sounds good to me, because we need to decrease government spending, we need to decrease earmarks. And she said, the American people are speaking out loud and clear. They have had enough of the spending, the bureaucracy, and the government knows best mentality running rampant today through the halls of Congress. Well, even though the American people have had enough of that, apparently, it turns out that her 51 Tea Party colleagues have not had enough because they are going with business as usual, essentially. Congressman Denny Rehberg, Republican from Montana, takes the prize as the Tea Partier with his name on the most earmarks. His official his office requested funding for 88 projects, either by himself or co-signing earmark requests, at a cost of $100 million. On his own, he requested 20 earmarks valued at more than $9.6 million. It's interesting to me, but not surprising, that the Republicans have for years touted cuts in spending. But if we actually look back to the Reagan years, right, this is not any kind of fuzzy Washington math. This is not any kind of conspiracy theory. This is just a basic search into any publicly available information about these numbers. Starting with the Reagan years, history has shown us that Republicans spend more than Democrats. With their historical spending records, it's the Democrats who are still being labeled by the high-spending Republicans as the tax and spenders. Maybe a better name would be the spend it like you got it party. I don't know. The reality, obviously, if we're going to talk about political reality, is that why would any member of Congress stop obtaining earmarks when everyone else is still doing it? It's just cheating your own district. I get that. But why can't we actually bring that up when Rand Paul is going completely off his rocker, saying to Christiane Amanpour, for example, no more earmarks, no more earmarks. Those are his words.
Right.
Why can't somebody then say, hold on a second, Rand, the political reality is that no more earmarks is BS, it's bogus. Why not be politically realistic? No, we talk about that now, and now apparently it's too early to talk about it because Rand Paul's not in office, but it's also too late because he's not campaigning. He's already been voted in. How
right.
convenient. We've hit the exact wrong time to address the fact that lowering spending and no more earmarks are actually just made-up campaign talking points that literally mean nothing.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink, so if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that, too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Once upon a time, old Scrooge sat down before the fire.
Ah, humbug.
To great astonishment, Marley's ghost came through the heavy door and passed into the room.
Oh. What do you want with me?
You will be haunted by three spirits.
I'd rather not. To read A Christmas Carol and other books online, go to www.read.gov. Explore new worlds. Read. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
The voice of strength.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Speechworks Archives is proud to present a magnificent DVD two-disc set that captures the essence of America and everything that makes her the greatest country on the planet. The Conservative Voice. A collector's two-disc DVD of beautiful, soul-stirring speeches by Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, Barry Goldwater, Gerald Ford, Dick Cheney, Newt Gingrich, and, of course, Sarah Palin.
We have the best workers in the world. Now all we need is the political will.
The Conservative Voice, a must addition to every American patriotic home or a wonderful gift for that special conservative in your life. Here's how to order.
Go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
In support of this program, it's kind of a neat thing that every day so many people come back to figure out what's going on in their favorite radio format, or for some of you it's the favorite television format. We're reviewing both and the same, if you will, because oftentimes, for the most part, News Talk Radio, News Talk Television are onto the same discussion topics. I don't even like that word, subjects. It's the buzz, and the bill that's the buzz is the spending bill. With all of the accoutrements and the arguing and fussing and fighting, the tax cut plan and why we're bothering. On one hand, they try to save money, or they act like they're saving money. On the other hand, they're spending it, as McCain said last year, like drunken sailors. Here's radio host Bruce St. James onto this same thing. He read the details of the spending bill. And he has a word for Congress that you'll be interested in.
Let's start with this, and this is kind of the topic du jour coming out of Washington right now is this spending bill that we're facing. Omnibus spending.
You like saying that word, don't you?
Omnibus. I continue to be. Why am I even surprised anymore? Why do I even get angry about it? Why would anybody think that anything is going to happen? I'm ready to declare this right now. The Congress of the United States is not a serious body, is not a serious group of people.
Okay, why?
And it is broken as broken can be, and it has an inability to stop itself or fix itself, period. I believe that in my heart. I genuinely believe that. They cannot stop spending money they don't have. At any point, they can't do it any more than the heroin addict sitting in a room full of heroin can stop injecting themselves. They can't do it. Can't. Not a one of them can't. All of the Senate, all of the House can't stop. It is sickening what is going on. It is sickening what's going on. The message of the election. 42 days ago, 43 days ago, right?
I don't think they got it.
What election?
Yeah.
There was no message.
Business as usual.
And I'm not even prepared to beat up on Democrats, although I think they share the majority of this because they are the majority of the houses. So what we have is a non-serious body. What we have is a bunch of people that stand there and look you and I in the eye, tell us how serious they are about spending, how out of control government has gotten, how they're going to be the one to clean it up. And the minute their plane touches down at Washington Reagan Airport, right along the Potomac, that all goes out the window, and they immediately think, you know what? I'll sell the country down the river for $1 trillion. I'll laden my great-grandchildren with debt as long as I get that $100,000 to study bee pollen back in my district. I will vote for whatever you want as long as I get my little morsel out of it. I don't care how much you're screwing the rest of the country. That's what they're saying. I would say that if Mitch McConnell was sitting across from me. I would say it if the President of the United States was sitting across from me. You only care about your little morsel, and you care about being able to stand in front of your constituents next year and say, look what I did for you. You could care less about this country. You're not serious.
Right on, man. Right on, brother. Right on. You got it, right? 800-510-8255. Now, are you getting it? Are all earmarks bad? Oh, no, the ones that fix things in your district are fine. It's like congressmen. You always hear, yeah, Congress is terrible. How do you like your congressman? Oh, he's pretty good. Yeah, they aren't good. They stink. And the motivation, I think even as the suggestion was just made there, not even, well, that is sort of simplistic, but the message was simplistic. Stop doing what you're doing. So here you have the Senate passing the tax compromise bill. Now they send it to the House, where it has a lot of opposition. It extends the tax cuts that we have right now. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't make, there's no more tax incentive of saving money, and it saves a lot of money if it continues as it has in the past. There's nothing new there except reducing the Social Security taxes and extending jobless benefits. So this is, on one hand, the Democrats are infuriated because they were extending tax cuts to the so-called wealthy. And then the price tag of the bill, that's pretty, look at the spending here. What are we doing to ourselves? It's time for the revolution to begin, isn't it? You thought the revolution took place at the ballot box in November. Well, you can't tell it by looking around much. 800-510-8255. Good, strong third party. Too bad Bloomberg doesn't want to run for the presidency. Some people were speculating last week that he made a big policy speech, and a lot of people thought it would be his way of opening the door to running for the presidency in 2012. He slammed it hard. Nope, not interested in running. That's too bad, because he'd be about the only one that you can see around, at least on the public. And maybe Donald Trump will run. He keeps saying he's going to run. So let's see what happens. It would be a free-for-all if that were the case. But what we need is a little bit of a shake-up. Somebody who knows how to do that sort of thing, has a little flair, have a little fun for a change. It sure isn't fun having this guy president, is it? 800, but they say the presidency isn't fun. Why not? Who had fun? Ronald Reagan seemed to have fun when he was president. George Bush, the father, seemed to have fun when he was president. Bill Clinton, when he wasn't doing things that distracted him from his job, seemed to be having fun. He was he went through the most extremes of any president that I can remember in my lifetime. His term was full of the highs and lows that mark so many of our lives. 800-510-8255. Okay, so we have the Twitter comments before us, and we have some email before us, and we have your calls at 800-510-8255. So let us move forward here on the countdown.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See Staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
800-510-8255 to quickly reload the omnibus bill spending, the omnibus earmarks spending. Is it out of control? Is the country heading toward bankruptcy? Or are we better off when you look at what's going on in Europe, for example, all of the countries over there, pretty much to, I'm trying to think of one that's healthy, the French, German, and English economies are pretty good, but the Spanish and the Portuguese and most of the other countries are borrowing from those countries. And who do they borrow from? They don't have a lot of money. Well, they come to us, and who do we borrow from? We go to the Chinese. Around and around it goes. Okay, Mary, in Louisiana, let's find out from you how you make your case.
I'm calling to express my concern about earmarks, because not all earmarks are bad. Some of the earmarks is not just pork. Some of it is very lean. We live in a very rural area of Louisiana, and if it were not for some of those earmarks, we would not get basic resources, sidewalks. Some of the major cities may not need sidewalks, but Bastrop, Louisiana has not had new sidewalks probably in 30 or 40 years. I listened to Senator McCain talk about how the earmarks were decided. I dare say that if you put it before the full Senate, then that's going to take away the support that these communities, these small communities would have. So maybe you need to come up with a committee. Don't just throw the baby out with the wash. Not everything is bad about earmarks. It does get needed monies and resources to communities that need those monies, the smaller communities. Earmarks is just giving back what we sent in. Those are our tax dollars. I have no problem with monies coming into this community to help and assist this community to grow and to provide jobs and resources for our for the citizens.
Well, Mary, that would be nice if it were true and that you were correct, but you are not correct, and that's the sad thing about it. The earmark money is borrowed money. It's not your tax dollars. Your tax dollars will be used to pay it back, but these people want to pay it forward by borrowing the money, not taking money from you. And so in terms of what the money's used for, yeah, if you're, I want to say, because it's disrespectful to say, if you're foolish enough to have fallen asleep for this, sidewalks are necessary. If they build them right the first time, they wouldn't have to keep rebuilding them. Same with streets. A lot of the public works projects that are undertaken are just make work projects, and they make things like, okay, the economy's booming because we have all this work. Well, they're doing a lot of the work because they didn't do it right the first time. Now, that's number one. Number two, there are plenty of instances. If you were to go through, if you had a red pen and could scratch out, which is what the president ought to be able to do, line item veto things, you scratch out things. Clinton did one good thing, got everybody thinking. One year he took the pencil and scratched out a lot of stuff, but he was acting in an unconstitutional way. At least that's what the Supreme Court said, so stuff got put back in to the budget. He was against this stuff. Some of them were granted. Some of the things he scratched out were things that were getting back at some of his political adversaries. But in general, a lot of this stuff is pork. And all right, let's say your argument is right, and we give you that these projects are necessary. What about the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse that amounts to hundreds of billions of dollars every year? That needs to be addressed, and is never addressed. Never. These people never address that. So you have, I think you're on, shaky ground, but you made a good case. Thank you for calling. 800-510-8255. Doug Stephan on the Countdown with Rick in North Carolina. Next, focusing on Congress and their spending.
Hey, good morning to you. Look, this whole situation with this whole country, everybody's going to have to start sacrificing here before too long, or this country is going to be broke. I mean, really broke. What the Debt Commission came out and recommended should be taken very seriously, because if we don't take this seriously, this country is going to be dead broke, dead broke. And the way that this Congress is working, people on the street who just have a high school education could probably run this country a whole lot better than what's going on in Washington. This is absolutely ridiculous with what's going on in here.
Well, it's what it is the we have this mentality, and it's an entitlement mentality. That's part of the problem, Rick. And the other thing is that we can deal with it. The points you've made have been good. Back to waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, and taking care of that as a primary job of those who are supposedly in charge. They don't have any common sense. No common sense. Sharon, in Michigan, with your thoughts.
Hi. I think this getting down to the wire here at Christmas time is just utterly ridiculous. That, you know, they failed to pass a budget. They've worked, you know, Monday through Thursday the whole year, and now, you know, they're whining. Now they're under the gun and want to cram all this earmark spending. They cry and cry and campaign on all the waste and earmarks. And Mitch McConnell is one of the worst. He carried on ridiculously about these earmarks, and he's got so many of them in it. It's just ridiculous. You got to blame both parties. There's just no excuse for any of this.
Yeah. You're on the money there, I think, madam. 800-510-8255. Let's see if we can find some people with different ideas. George in Pennsylvania, what do you think about this bill?
Yeah, we're obviously at the end of our civilization. All civilizations rise on the sort of a puritanism and spirituality and embracing some ethics and holiness. But this country now, we're preoccupied with pornography, greed, satisfying every lust. They want to chase God out of the marketplace. We can't say anything. We offend people. And money corrupts and money kills absolutely. We're at the end here. And they did the same thing at the first depression. They pumped the same real estate, Florida, Hawaii, Nevada, California, and they also pumped and dumped the market, and they put in the laws that banks couldn't be investment houses and banks, and they got that repealed 3 years ago, and the same crowd, the descendants of the same crowd, did the same routine. We're going down the tubes, friends. This is terrible.
Well, over the weekend, it was the 12th of December, and a year from that point, 12, 12, 12, supposed to be the end of the world, according to Nostradamus. You've heard all those predictions, right? And you're up on some of the things. There's television shows about it all the time, and I think wasn't there a movie, 2012, the end of everything? This is not helping. This kind of stuff, it isn't going to cause the end of the world, but it isn't going to help things. 800-510-8255. Moving to New York now. Kevin, thinking out loud on the Countdown.
I don't know. I just find that it's, the Republicans, I guess Obama has given them what they wanted. I guess they wanted these tax cuts for the rich and the wealthy. I guess we're going to continue to make them wealthy and see if they trickle down like they, you know, their trickle down economics that the Republicans believe in so much with giving back to America. I want to see if they're going to give back to America now. We're going to continue to make them rich. Are they going to invest back into America and create the jobs that they say that they could create, I guess, with making the wealthy more rich and they'll invest back into America? Obama has given it to them. I believe that the Republicans are going to be exposed with this now because the plans or the way Obama was going with getting the economy back on track was working. Look at this deficit now. They stonewalled Congress there, or the government. They try to undermine all his policies. They try to stonewall with him with not adding on to the deficit. And look how they've added on to the deficit, and with no excuse.
No excuse. They don't care. They're brazen about it. You're right. All right, let's keep going here. 800-510-8255 at 51 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And if you're just joining us, the controversial earmarks that have been added on to yet another big bill as the year comes to an end, all this stuff, these people are not reading anything, they're just throwing everything together into a really ugly stew. And so we're looking for your thoughts. I'm not hearing any really exciting new ideas here. It's pretty much a rehash of all the old stuff. I understand that's where some of you are, but we come up with some stimulating new ideas, maybe because thoughts are things, you push those in the direction of the people that you want to have the influence of your mind. Everybody gets on the, there are two sides here. There is the idea that we can change things, and we thought we did in a collective way with the election. Every election seems to be that was Barack Obama's big thing. Change, look at the change you got. So now we want to change it the other way. So it was like a pendulum. It was like everybody shifting from one side of the boat to the other. And where's the middle, or is there a bigger and better boat? Steve, you're in Maryland, I understand, and I wonder what you have to say.
This is nothing short of tyranny in these budgetary crises to have something like this happen. This is why the president needs the line item veto, where he can just go and say, no way, no how. This is nothing but fiat money anyway. Who's going to pay for this? Sure, it's understandable some earmarks are related. However, we've gone far beyond the Rubicon. This has to stop. This is nothing short of disgrace. And also, I hope today's presidential gathering with the CEO barons will be nothing more than another photo op or one of those like that lame job summit.
Yeah, a lot of people were interested in that CEO summit and what Obama's message was for them. I haven't seen too much yet that came out of it. Mike, coming out of Ohio, what's the time for, Mike?
Both parties are responsible. The Republicans got us into debt, and, what are we going to do? I mean, the meter's still running. The only way that anything's really going to get done is if we start marching and protesting on Washington. because these guys have no idea what it's like out here in America anymore. The factories are gone. NAFTA's killing us. CAFTA's killing us. And now we have our own Washington that's going to kill us. You know, as far as trying to get a hold of my elected official, that's ludicrous. Now, if I had millions of dollars in my back of my seat rolling to Washington, I bet you I could get her ear. I'm 48 years old. I'm unemployed. My wife's unemployed. And luckily, she has a pension.
Wow. Both people unemployed. That's, and they're spending as much. That's it. That's what I think part of the crime is here. Spending and spending and spending. All these people are out of work, won't be able to pay for this stuff anyway. Just and loading the burden on, if it isn't now, it's 2 years from now or 4 years from now or 10 years from now. Kathy, you're in Texas. What's obvious to you about all this?
Good morning. I would like to just remind everyone of what the late, great Senator Everett Dirksen said. He was talking about earmarks, and he said, well, $10 million here, $10 million there, pretty soon you're talking about some real money. Only now we're talking about $10 billion. 2 days ago, I was in favor of the compromise, extending unemployment compensation in return for not increasing the tax on the wealthiest Americans. In view of the fact, all these earmarks, we've gone from a bill of $900 billion, which is incidentally unfunded, to $2.1 trillion. We're talking real money here, and it's my money that they're spending. The government doesn't get it. They don't get it. We can't afford it. I would say now we need to vote the bill down and start over.
Well, start the people. Vote these people out again. We have an election every 10 minutes here. 800-510-8255. Moving to Kathy, who's in the state. They used to call this Cow Hampshire, but New Hampshire, more familiar to everybody. Go ahead.
I'm calling because it's not only the earmarks fighting two wars, dependence on oil from the Middle East, but it's our debt to China. I am 70 years old and have done lots of shopping in my lifetime. One reason popular, well-known retail stores are not making more profits is that their stores are filled mostly with trashy, cheap, chintzy products from China. And I won't buy them unless it is a must. And I tell the store managers that their inventory is terrible, and I walk out of the stores. Also, China's products can't be assured of safety. There have been recalls on pet food, children's bracelets, lipstick, etc. There are good quality products from other parts of the world, and made in America products are the best. So I shop at thrift and second-hand places, not only because of prices, but I can buy quality made-in-America clothing and products.
Somebody who is pretty much experiencing what we're all thinking. Some people just think it, some people experience it, and she did a pretty good job of wrapping things up here in this hour of the countdown. Save your comments for later. I'm sure there'll be another opportunity to focus on this. I was the old bam, slam, thank you, ma'am, 59 past the hour.